Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk with Luchy Gonzalez for the Luchy Gonzalez Show, featuring Luchy Gonzalez from FC Dallas. Luchy, how's it going today, man?
I'm doing great. You guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it's feeling really good right now.
What has been on the docket this week as we've had discussions about getting closer to, like, potential, you know, we talked about the tournament a while back and you've got people able to work out and everything. So do you feel like you're in a more consistent flow at this point?
Yeah, I think there's been progress. Obviously, the last 3 weeks working with the guys at the actual facility has been great. It's been, I think, mutually great for the players, for the staff. And I think that was obviously phase one of the step that MLS has allowed. I know there's discussion of potentially a progression of getting to small group training. I think that would be great so the players can make decisions and actually play with references, opponents, teammates, space, time. I think those are important things because the game is about decisions. So that would be a good next step for us, but that's not approved yet. I know it's hopefully going to be close. And then regarding this event, potentially with this tournament, I know the discussion is potentially Orlando. You know, it's not final. It hasn't been decided. I know there's been progress, but we're here to just support whatever the league decides and whatever it is we have to do, whatever sacrifices we have to make to save the league, save our careers, and save soccer and save sports in this country. And I know we're going to get to a point where we're going to be able to compete again.
In that theoretical world, let's say, you know, because people have said maybe you start moving out around June 21st, go down to Walt Disney World, all that good stuff. I know that's theory, but I am curious, if you're going to stay there for like a month or whatever, would that be a situation where you would just be apart from your family? Would you take them with you? Have y'all, like, you and your family already had those discussions?
Yeah, so I'm not able to kind of give too much information about the event. you know, the league is still figuring things out. But if we are in a situation where we have to be away from our families, then that's not easy. And especially this moment when, you know, I have young children at home and, look, school is done, so maybe there's not some mandatory school curriculum at home that we have to help our kids with, but, you know, there's a lot of duties and responsibilities that are going to be, that burden will be now on my significant other, my wife, so that's not easy, but these are sacrifices that have to be both ways supported, and special times take special sacrifices, and so I think our mentality in FC Dallas is to do it and to embrace it and to know we're going to get through it and be better from it.
We got Luchy Gonzalez here on the Luchy Gonzalez Show here from FC Dallas. And I'm kind of curious as to, since you started, like, you know, getting re-involved with the players and talking to them a little more, you know, near each other and everything, if you've kind of noticed some of the guys kind of re-loving the game or re-falling in love with the game because they missed it so much while they were away from it.
I'm not going to lie. I've had a blast. I've really had an amazing joy these last few weeks playing, you know, with the players. I know there's no, like, exact date on the calendar of our next game. So whenever that happens, once I know there's a date with a game, we start to work towards preparation for that. And it gets it gets serious. You know, the focus changes a bit. It gets a little more acute, the focus. But right now, that's not the case, and there's theory, like you said, but we're going to really enjoy each other, and we're going to enjoy the game. And I agree with you. That feeling of the love and passion for the game has been, I wouldn't say reignited because it's there, but it's been reflected on, and I think stronger. We've been doing a lot of fundamental things, technical work, but we do it in games and competitions, relay races. We make little teams, even though it's individual. So it's been fun. I know the players are pushing each other. There's banter. I'm enjoying it, and I know we're not even where we want to be, but I got to enjoy what we've got and know that there's going to be steps, even more steps in the right direction.
I don't know how helpful you can be with relationships, but do you think anyone listening right now could pass that off to their significant other where they're like, how about I disappear for a couple months and that will re-spark our relationship?
Hey, sometimes the heart grows fonder, right? When you're farther away or when you're not present, and not for not too long of a time. I think everything needs a balance. So every time I go on a trip, whether it's preseason or a few days or whatever I've had to do in my past with my licensing, I was gone for a few weeks, and I really missed my kids. I miss my wife, and it's good to miss. You know, sometimes we take things for granted. I mean, we've been with our families almost 24/7 in these past few months, which has been beautiful. This experience will be a sacrifice away, but it'll make the relationship stronger. You know, but it cannot be too long. It can't be too long a time because human nature is to fill the void with other things or get distracted. And I think we always need to stay connected. We have technology that helps us do that. So I think we'll find the balance. I know the league, the players, all the staff, the coaches, the owners are all there for each other to find the right balance and make the right decisions moving forward.
Lucci, last night was the FC Dallas hosted a virtual graduation ceremony. Over 250 high school seniors who took part in the youth system. And I'm kind of curious because you and Dan Hunt, Chris Hayden, Taylor Twellman all talked. Y'all all spoke. Who gave the greatest speech last night?
Oh, no, that is – I know my place. You know, I had a good 2-3 minutes to just share a quick note of a congratulations and a pride for these special graduates to do this in a special circumstance. And it's not my moment or my time. So I said a quick congrats in my moment. I thought Tanner Tessman gave a great, passionate, and mature speech. It was very motivating. And I loved to hear how he expressed himself and his journey and then how he's looking forward to the next steps. And then Taylor Twellman, you know, I don't know how many people know this, but Taylor and I were roommates when we were in the U-17 national team with the World Cup. And we go back long time ago, and it was great to have him be a part of our family, our club, our community, share his experiences, share how he's had to deal with adversity with concussion ending his playing career and how he became a sports analyst and a broadcaster, and how he never expected that, you know, and how life took him in different ways, but that he's embraced it and he's tried to enjoy himself and be happy. So I thought his message was amazing. It was such an honor to have him on the program. So just special night. And it gave me a lot of pride to know that I'm part of a club that focuses on professional development with soccer, athletics, boys, girls, but that education goes hand in hand with that.
Kevin, one quote from Taylor: adversity does not build character, it reveals it. Great stuff right there. And check out the story on that and all the speeches at fcdallas.com.
And if you go back and watch the speeches, Coach, and decide you want another crack at it, we can open up this time for you next week to give your re-graduation speech.
Hey, I know my place, and I know when it's my moment to step it up and take the penalty kick. So I'll be ready if that happens.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Coach. Always fun to catch up with you, especially since we're getting closer and closer to this thing getting started.
That's right, gentlemen. Thank you guys for the care, and have a good week. Catch up next week.
All right. Lucci Gonzalez from FC Dallas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.